This is the Business Storytelling Podcast with Christoph Trapp, available on Google, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and other podcast channels. Want to play it on your iPhone? Just ask Siri to play the Christoph Trapp Business Storytelling Podcast, also available on Alexa. Here's Christoph with today's episode.
Hey, business storytellers, it's Christoph Trapp, episode 223, I believe. Thanks for joining me. It has been an interesting few days, if I may say so. AuthenticStorytelling.net fell victim to the Japanese keyword hack. So I want to walk you through what that is, how you can prevent it, how you fix it, how you know it's happened, what it does, and anything else. We did have an episode the other day. It was episode 219, What's Your Content and Marketing Backup Plan If Your Website is Down? So all this started, I guess, 3 days ago. Recording this on a Sunday, publishing this podcast on a Monday. There is going to be a related article, authenticstorytelling.net/Japanese-keyword-hack. If you'd rather read it, then listen to me talk about it. So it took me a while to get it fixed, but here's what happens. So in this Japanese keyword hack attack, so to speak, somebody's taken over your website and they're inserting spammy content with the hopes of ranking for those. Of course, the site, depending who you trust, but I looked at Uber Suggest, AuthenticStorytelling.net has like a 69 out of 100 domain score. So, you know, it's a relatively established site. Could it be better? Sure. Could it be worse? Definitely. But it's moving in the right direction. It's been around for a while, 6 years, I guess. And, you know, they're trying to take it over and trying to rank for these spammy words. I couldn't tell you what they are. Don't speak Japanese, but I do have a screenshot on the blog. So when that article goes live, you can see it on there. It should be live pretty shortly. If it's not, if you're one of those early morning listeners, it might not be there right this second. So the Japanese keyword hack, the problem is, of course, I prefer to spend my time on content strategy, research, collaboration, and production and distribution. But sometimes you get derailed and you have to focus on these other things. And this really did take some time, especially it took a little bit to catch it. It caught me right in the middle of working on things. So that's how I noticed it. I was working on an article and none of the links were working. They were sending me off-site, and I went over to Securi. They're my security firm. I used them for over a year now. Probably should have used them longer, quite frankly. But they specialize especially in WordPress. I remember seeing their CEO and founder at WordPress conferences, WordCamp conferences, 6 years ago. And when I finally picked somebody, that's how I picked him, because I knew the guy, very authoritative on the subject. The firm's pretty good, very happy with the service for the most part. And they got different plans. This is not sponsored, guys. I'm just sharing it with you. $199 a year for a site, for a URL. So that's not too unreasonable, quite frankly. So they fixed all the technical things. But certainly that impacted me, right? And I first noticed the hack when I was working on an article, and really no matter where I clicked, I was sent off site. It really was a pain, quite frankly. So I hopped right over, filed a ticket, and then also a little while later, get the official alert saying that the site has been hacked and there's a problem. I couldn't do much on the back end at all. The external facing site was still up, and maybe it was up the whole time. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, we don't want to send people to a malicious website, right? So that's part of the workflow that I talked about in the previous episode, episode 219, on making sure you go in and you update your ad campaigns, you update your social posts, and all those different things that, just go in there and turn off the links and just have posts, but don't link to your website. So I was still linking to my podcast. I was still linking like other places. I don't remember where, honestly. But and some posts didn't have a link at all. So that's fine, right? So at some point, I couldn't even log into my website. So these hackers removed the login file. I got that reinstated through re-uploaded. It's just the standard WordPress login file through Bluehost. They helped me with that. But again, as you can see, lots of work involved. And I wasn't even doing the heavy lifting on the cleanup, right? I was just doing some of the other things. So not very pleasant, but that happened. And then, just to pile on here, then I got a notification that a new user was added to my Google Search Console. And that's, of course, a problem. How did they get in there? Why did they get in there? So then I also got a notification that my password was shown on the dark web. And I get them probably every, I don't know, a couple months. I just go in and change my password. And of course, I got two-factor authentication on wherever it's possible. Google Search Console, I don't think, has that available.
Do you need help with digital marketing for your small to medium-sized business? Reach out now and drop us a message at ctrap@gmail.com.
I think you have to log in through your Google account, which does have it. So maybe for all points and purposes it does. But yeah, I just went in there. Easy enough to fix, log into Google Search Console and remove the user under user management. That also reminded me I should log into Bluehost and see if any email addresses have been created that are potentially, that shouldn't be there. Now, I use some of the emails on there. I just use Gmail. I know there's debate out there whether or not that looks professional. Honestly, it looks fine in my opinion. You know, especially people that talk to me, they're not... they know me, right? They see my stuff and I use any Gmail, big deal. Like, you know, sometimes it might hurt, but I'm not so sure, honestly, that, that it's a big deal. So I went in there and they literally were a few email accounts in that I had not set up myself and they were in there. Somebody set them up. They were just like garbledygook. So I deleted them all. FTP access, I also restricted that again. There were some accounts in there I hadn't set up, so deleted them. What a mess, you know. But you got to think about all these things. How do you keep track? And I'm a content guy, guys. I'm a content dude. And now I got to focus on technology. What a mess. So I cleaned that up and all good to go for the most part. The other thing I noticed is a number of Japanese keywords were showing up in my organic traffic. Now, organic traffic was already tanking. I mean, it went way down. Google removed me in a heartbeat. They didn't blacklist the site or anything like that, but they did remove me off the any top searches quickly. It's interesting because especially for the Instagram Reels, not audio story, audio not working story, it's pretty much the only article that covers that topic, and it's number one, you know, and it was, and it is again at the time of this recording. But it disappeared. It wasn't even showing anywhere. I wasn't showing anywhere. And, you know, what do you do? I guess that's the right move, right? I mean, the site has been hacked. It's a menace to society for a little bit here and, you know, disappeared. But I did see some of those Japanese keywords in my results. And then, of course, it disappeared. Once it's all fixed, Sukuri actually, I have no idea if that's how you pronounce it, by the way, Sukuri, that's how I pronounce it, S-U-C-U-R-I, they resubmitted it for me to Google, so reminded me it could take weeks, oh my goodness, you know, I used this thing to connect with people, AdSense makes a little bit of money now, too, with some of those high-performing articles, book sales come through there, so, not a good experience, but, it could take weeks, I get it, but it didn't take weeks. It took a few hours, and I was back on page one for all the things that were previously ranking. But it was a pain. Now, so what are some of the security measures you can do ahead of time? Make sure you get the firewall turned on. I got that turned on also through Sukuri. That's part of their basic practice package. So no problem there. They set that up for me. I can't really explain all the different things they did technologically speaking, but there's like bypass control and other things. So hopefully that works. I also got WordFence on the website, and that gives me notifications as well. And there is Sucuri, of course. Security has a WordPress plugin. They'll install that on your site. Make sure you change your passwords every once in a while. Make sure you got two-factor authentication turned on. What else? I think those are probably the main things on the server side. Every once in a while, I'll go in there and check that nobody created an FTP account and now they're dumping crap into your website. I'm guessing that's how they got in there. Can't tell you exactly how they do it, but those are just some of the tips that come to my mind. And of course, all this stuff takes time, right? And that's, of course, it is unfortunate because we need time to create content and we need time to optimize content and we need time to connect with our audiences. And this just takes away from that. So, if you have somebody who can help you, like that company or internally, would highly recommend them, would highly recommend having all those things in place before it actually happens. When it does happen, it does take time away from other things. So, plus, it's a pain. Plus, you might lose some revenue short term.
Everyone wants to move their content from happening to performing, and it's possible. Check out my latest book with the latest tips and tricks and advice on how to establish that content performance culture. It's possible. The book is available at contentperformance.online.
Another thing that I did and that I think you might want to look into is look at your host server files. I started that particular account about 12 years ago. And as you might imagine, the projects have come and gone, and there were all kinds of files in there of projects that I don't even have active anymore. There's files in there of sites that aren't even live, of URLs that I don't even have anymore. Also subdomains of client projects and client tests. So I went in there and I deleted everything I didn't need. And there were some interesting files in some of those folders, Mista Alpha, for example, and other stuff that was added not too long ago, right around the time this hack happened. So Sucuri actually told me that some of the other sites could infect my main site. And certainly I don't need to spend or sign up for the $200 a year plan for sites I don't even have, I don't even use. So I just deleted those files. Hopefully that will prevent anything else in the future, but something to keep in mind, maybe take a look at that. And honestly, why do I need to have files from a site that went down or that I closed a decade ago? All right, that's all I got on the topic. Fingers crossed that we have made it past the Japanese keyword hack. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Let me take a quick look. Tomorrow we have episode 224, How Companies and Freelancers Can Work as Partners. That's author Sarah Townsend. She joins me on that episode. She also has a book, so if you want to check that out. Thanks for listening. I'm Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture, available worldwide on Amazon. Until next time.